Shvius Perek Vav. Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yeschus Lili Nishmas Reb Aaron Yudaleib Ben Reb Noach Tzvi Lili Nishmas Frederica Bas Yaakov Kappel. When the Jewish people first entered the land of Israel in the days of Yehoshua, we sanctified the land through the consecration called Kibush, conquest. When we left the land, when we lost the first temple, that consecration was lost. The Jews came back in the times of Ezra and again reconsecrated the land. However, they did not consecrate all the areas that had been consecrated by those who had exited Egypt. The Mishnah therefore teaches that there are three different areas in terms of the laws of Shemitah. Shalosh aratzos lashvias. There are three different areas in terms of the laws of Shemitah. Kol sheyichziku olei Bavel, the area that had been reconsecrated by those who had come out of Iraq, namely those who were there for the second temple. That is, Me'eretz Yisrael, from the southernmost border of the land of Israel, Vad Kiziv, until Kiziv, an area a little bit north of Akko, a city north of Akko, Lo Nechal v'lo Nevad. That has full laws of Shemitah. Since it has the full laws of Shemitah, in that area, you cannot work the ground, lo nevad, and lo ne'echal, which means that if post the time of biur, let's say it's apples, and there are no longer any apples in the field for the animals, you need to go take your apples of Shemitah out of your house and make them ownerless, and if you didn't, they become prohibited to be eaten. So the law of the prohibition of eating and the prohibition of working the ground apply in that area. Now, what about kol she'ichziku olei Mitzrayim, the area that had been consecrated initially by the Jews who left Egypt, but had not been reconsecrated when the Jews came from Bavel, which is which areas? Mikziv Adanahar Vadamana, areas like from Kziv in the north, down to the river, Nahar Mitzrayim, the Wadi El Arish in the south, all the way up to, or maybe from Kziv in the northwest, to another river in the east, in the northeast, maybe it's the Litani River, some suggest, in Lebanon. So that area, which is outside of the boundary that had been reconsecrated until Amana is Antioch in southern Turkey. So these areas, they had been part of the original land of Israel. They were not in the second land of Israel, Ne'achal. So they have a mixed law. If it's past the time of biur for the fruits, and the fruits had not had the mitzvah of biur done to them, they hadn't been made odorless, you're still allowed to eat those fruits. Avalo nevad, but the rabbis did institute no working the ground in this area since it had been Eretz Yisrael originally. Then you have the third area, min anahar u'me'amana v'lefnim, areas that are past these boundaries, past the river, past Antioch, Ne'echal v'neva, that doesn't have a law of Shemitah at all. You can eat the fruit after this zman habiur, you can work the ground, it doesn't have the law of Shemitah at all. There was an area, Syria, which was conquered by David HaMelech before he conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbinically it had Kedusha, but not biblically. So the rabbis made laws. They said the following, Osin batalush besuria. In Syria, you are allowed to work on produce of Shemitah, even with those who don't keep Shemitah, if the produce is already detached. Avaloba mechubar, but you shouldn't do activities with produce of Shemitah that is still attached, namely you can't harvest in Syria, just like you can't harvest in Eretz Yisrael in the normal harvesting way. So therefore, Dushin, you're allowed to thresh, Vizorin, you can throw the wheat up into the wind and have them winnowed, Vidorchin, you can crush, Uma'amrin, and you can pile grain in Syria, Avalo Kotzrin, you can't harvest wheat, Velo Botzrin, you can't pick grapes, Velo Moskin, nor can you pick olives in the normal way. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva gave us the rule, Kol Shekiyotz B'Mutar Be'eretz Yisrael, things that are biblically permitted in the land of Israel, Osin Oso B'Suria can be done in Syria, things that were biblically prohibited in the land of Israel, rabbinically cannot be done in Syria in the seventh year. Mishnah Gimel, B'Tzalim Sheyardu Aleihem Kshamim. Let's say you have onions that grew in the sixth year, and they've been left in the ground. It's now the seventh year, and there was some rain in the seventh year, and things have grown. Vitzimechu, things have grown. Seim ha'yu'alon shalhem shchorim, if what's grown are leaves that are now turning brown, asurin, then that is enough of growth in the seventh year to prohibit the entire onion. Horiku, but if the leaves are greenish, hare elu mutarin, since it was onions of the sixth year, they remain permitted. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Rabbi Chanina, the son of Antignos, says, Im yichon li talish balon shalahen, if what has the leaves that have grown are so strong that you can pull these leaves and the whole onion will come out of the ground, asurin, that means that looks like it grew during the seventh year and the onion is then prohibited. Now, ukeneged kain, now all of these different measures, the leaves turning brown, the leaves staying green, the leaves being strong enough that you can pull out the whole onion with them, would apply to motzai shvius mutarin, to the opposite in terms of the eighth year and making it permitted. So let's say you had an onion of the seventh year, you left it in the ground, and then it rained in the eighth year, and what came out were leaves, and the leaves have been so influenced by the rain that they've already turned brown. So at that point, we'd say it's the eighth year's produce, and you could eat it. Or if you left the onion in the ground into the eighth year and it rained, but the leaves that came out are still light, so then we don't say that there's enough of the new growth to nullify the old growth, and it would still be prohibited. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, if in the eighth year you had a leaf that was still so strong that you could pull out the whole onion with this leaf, then the entire onion would be permitted. Mishnah Dalet. The fourth Mishnah. Me'imasai mutar adam likach yarek b'motzai shvias. At what point can you buy vegetables in the eighth year, assuming that it's no longer Shemitah vegetables? Mishiyasa kiyotzibo. When that type of vegetable is already growing enough in that eighth year, so at that point you can presume that you're using eighth year, that they are selling eighth year vegetables and you're allowed to buy them. Asa habakir. Let's say in a field, the fast-growing vegetables have already ripened in the eighth year. So hutar ha'afil, then you could buy from that field, even though there are some things here in the field that maybe didn't grow, but we can assume didn't grow so much in the eighth year. They're still from the seventh year. We can assume that what you're buying is from the eighth year. Rabbi hitir likach yarek matzoy shvias miyad. Rabbi did not say you had to wait until this type of vegetable is growing up in the eighth year. He said, in the eighth year, right away, you can buy vegetables, because also there are a lot of vegetables that come from outside of Israel, and maybe these vegetables that you're getting now are from outside of Israel. The rabbis made laws to preserve or to add to our reverence of holy property. And therefore, emotzi and shemen sreifa, they made a law that even if you have truma that became impure, that you have to burn, you're now allowed to take this oil that is supposed to be burned outside of the land of Israel. In addition, they made a law that peros shvias, fruits of Shemitah, should not be taken meha'aretz, l'chutz la'aretz, from the land of Israel to outside of Israel. Amar Rabbi Shimon said, shamati beferush, I heard explicitly, shemotzi'in l'suria, that you are allowed to take truma temeya, oil that has to be burned, out into Syria, and you can take the fruits of Shemitah out into Syria. It's just to the outside of the land of Israel entirely that you're not allowed to take these things, because outside of the land of Israel there's an impurity, there's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and therefore they made a law to give added respect not to take Shemen Sreifa out to the area that has Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. Mishnah Vav, Ein Mevi'in Truma Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. Those places that are outside of the land of Israel, the sages said you can't bring truma from there, from outside of Israel, wherever the rabbis said that you're supposed to give trumos, to the land of Israel, because again, the outside of Israel there's an impurity, and if you bring it in, so the Kohanim might end up eating it, and we don't want Kohanim to end up eating truma from outside of Israel, because it has a tumah to it, it has an impurity to it. We're also worried that if Kohanim are going to be able to get truma from outside of Israel, they might go outside of Israel in order to get the truma, and they'll become impure when they go out of Israel. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, I heard shamati beferush shemivin me Surya, that you can bring truma from Surya, because it doesn't have the same levels of tumah as chutz la'aretz mamish, but you can't bring from outside of Israel entirely.
The Bar Tanur points out halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Ad kan, Perek Vav of Maseches Shvius.